Brother Tim. Let the world do what they want to do.
That's right.
We're going to serve God.
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to feel comfortable tonight. How many of y'all know what I'm going to say next? I want one person to feel uncomfortable tonight in this building, and that's the devil.
Amen.
I want him to feel so uncomfortable that he leaves.
Amen.
And he gets out of the way and let us serve the Lord. So good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you all for coming. We got the ministers with us, Brother Homer. We got Brother Herman Garland, man.
Amen.
Give him a hand clap of praise. Been a faithful servant for a long time.
Amen.
And, of course, Dad is here, too. Now, we're going to do prayer requests, and we're going to get right into the service. Brother Luis is going to be leading singing. We've got some specials. And then Brother Jewel Forney will be speaking for us. He needs no introduction because everybody knows who he is. But I appreciate all of you coming. Thanks for the group coming from Ohio. They got down here safe and sound and smiling faces. And it's good to have them with us. But let's remember now, tomorrow service starts at 3 o'clock. Brother Homer will be speaking for us tomorrow after we have kind of like a fellowship meeting. So there'll be some singing before. Brother Homer will be speaking. And then we'll have a meal afterwards and feed all the people. And then on Sunday at 9:45, we'll have a regular service, just like we always do. And Brother Mike Oltig will be speaking for us, and we'll have a baptism shortly after that. I don't care if it's raining. We're going to get wet anyway. So we're going to have a baptismal service afterwards, okay? We got two that want to be baptized, and we've never, I don't think we've ever went and had two baptized. Usually, Brother Tim, somebody else wants to go.
Amen.
And that's fine with me. As long as we get wet, I don't care. Ain't going to hurt me a bit. Amen? So let's remember tonight to pray for little Hudson, which is Terrence's grandson. He got his hand caught in the door, and they took him to the emergency room to check his hand out. Little kid just didn't understand why his hand was hurting, so... And also, remember Brother Autry's wife, Raynell. Everybody knows Brother Buster that has this church right here. His wife had cancer a long time ago. Well, it's come back. She said it was come back pretty bad. Last stage? I think they said last stage of cancer. So let's remember her. And also remember Sister Frieda. She's going through chemotherapy, too. Let's remember her. Cancer's just a name to God.
Amen.
Amen. Why should we fear it? It's just a name to God. Amen. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. I know everybody's got a need on your heart. Lift your hands up. We all have them. So let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this evening that you give us. Father, we pray that you'd just be with us in this service, Lord. That you would come, Lord, among us in a special way, Lord, and anoint us everyone, Lord. Anoint the speaker, Father. Anoint the hearer, Lord. I pray that you'd be with the ones that are sick, Lord, the ones that are not with us today, Lord. The ones that have traveled, Lord, we pray that you'd just help them being weary. That you'll give them strength, Lord. Just bless our neighbor over here, Lord, Sister Raynell, that you'll touch her, Lord. And you'll bring her up, Lord, be a testimony for your honor and glory. And little Hudson, too, Lord. We've all had our hands up, Father, and there's a need behind each hand. That we're a needy group of people, Lord, but we know, Lord, where to go to, Father. And that's to come to you, Lord, here on a Friday night when the world is, they're getting ready to party and do all the things, Lord, we'll... I pray that we'll have a good time in you tonight. We pray that you'd just be with each one in this service, Lord. Father, forgive us of our sins and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated.
Amen. You happy to serve the Lord?
Amen.
You happy to be in the house of God?
Amen.
Amen. I hope you are. So we're going to sing about that happiness. Let's stand to our feet. Let's sing that song, My Sins Are Gone. How many believe your sins are gone?
Amen.
Amen. E flat.
Oh,
it's not on? It sounded like it was. It's this one.
You ask me why I'm happy, and I'll just tell you why. Be gone. My sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. Underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, that's pardon.
That's good enough for me. Praise God.
Let's sing that last verse one more time. Shake somebody's hand. Greet them in the name of the Lord.
For Jesus, I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music. With all my heart, I say I know my sins are gone. The blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness from the dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God.
They're underneath the blood.
Oh, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness from the dawn. That's good enough for me. Praise God. My sins are gone.
Give the Lord a clap of praise this afternoon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for His blood.
Praise God.
Still just as fresh as it was when it was shed 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Amen. It still has the same power.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Not the physical blood, but the life behind that blood.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we look to. Praise the Lord Jesus. So good to see each and every one of you. So good to see our Ohio group come down. They may have driven the longest, but it's good to have them here with us, and they made it safe.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good to see Brother Tim. Good to see Brother Homer. Good to see each and every one of you just making out, you know, and coming out and doing your part. Amen.
Amen.
I believe it's not just the song leader. You guys do your part as well. You have a part to play. Amen. So let's sing this song. You may be seated this afternoon. Let's sing this song, speaking about sins. Greater than all my sin. Key of C, I believe it is.
Greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me free.
Just worship Him.
To praise Him, I know the blood's applied. I'm walking in newness of life. I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb.
Sing it unto Him one more time.
Oh, greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that sets me free to praise Him.
Oh, don't you want to praise Him?
I know the blood.
Let's sing it unto him one more time.
Oh, greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me, is the grace that still sets me free.
Praise God. Let's sing the song, That Same Spirit, key of D. Amen. The brother. We were going to sing the song Sunday, and we didn't get to, so hopefully the words are still there. Amen. Jesus said it is expedient for me to go away, but I'll send you another comforter to guide you from day to day. So they tarry at Jerusalem for power from on high. That same Spirit that they seed within my heart abides. Oh, I can feel this Holy Spirit dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. But that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up from death and the grave, what's it gonna do? It will raise this old body up and take me home someday. Well, they laid him in an empty tomb, and they rolled a stone. Soldiers there to guard it. Oh, they thought they'd done away with my Lord. But on that third day, the stone was rolled away, and he came forth from the grave. That same Spirit that raised my Jesus up will take me home someday. Listen. But that same Spirit that raised my Jesus up from death and the grave, it will raise this old body up and take me. Let's sing that third verse, that second verse again. Well, they laid him in an empty tomb, and they rolled a stone at the door. They put soldiers there to guard.
same Spirit that raised my Jesus up.
Amen. What a promise we have in the Lord.
Amen.
We have a body change waiting for each and every one of us. Somebody's going to conquer death while they're alive. I believe that's you and me. Amen. That scripture's got to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. You may be seated this afternoon. Amen. We have a couple of specials, and I believe we're going to start with our group. Our group's going to start. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We just thank God for each and every one of these young people.
Amen.
His children.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
That's right.
John 3:16. Accepted you.
Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. In all I do, I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Give him a little clap of praise one more time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wonderful.
Glory.
Wonderful. Well, we'd like to have Brother Jewel come out here by a certain time. So, and that time is winding, is getting near. So I think I want to have the Ohio group, if y'all are ready, to come and give us a special. Just two. Just okay. Well, that, you're still the Ohio group.
Bless you, my brother Christian. I'm from Lorain, Ohio, and this is my brother Isaac. And we've been through the trenches together, amen, but we wanted to sing this song for you guys. It took a lot. The devil tried to keep us from coming, but we made it. Amen. So we come expecting. We know that there's something for tonight. Amen. If the musicians could help out, we didn't have any songs, but it's in, what is it?
D sharp.
D sharp, Down from His Glory. Amen. Amen. If I could just get a key. B sharp.
D.
D sharp? D. Amen.
Down from.
Let me just get the key. Could I just get a key or?
Down from His glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was His name. Born in a manger to His own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Oh, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope inside, God gracious tender laid aside my breath, my soul.
Songs, they don't never get old. Amen. Not for a real Christian, they don't. Amen. Amen. They get better and better each time. Yes, praise the Lord Jesus. We're just going to take up our offering real quick, and then maybe Sister Anna, if she could prepare herself. And we'll see in regards to time. And maybe another, we'll get y'all another day. Brother Boyd, do you want to help us take up our offering? Yes.
For this day, we understand as Christians, and we're looking forward to Sunday, O Lord. And
yes.
Risen, Lord. We just know that you're in our lives and risen today, and we give you the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes, Lord. And the honor. Thank you, Father.
Jesus Christ,
and as Brother Boyd passes that around and Sister Anna gets ready, let's just sing that little song, key of F, Take Up Your Cross. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed. Sing it one more time. Take up your cross.
Oh, take up your cross
for sister.
And follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him.
God bless you.
Amen.
It's a wonderful time, and I was explaining to Sarah what Good Friday is, and then she said, well, why do we call it Good Friday? It's Bad Friday. They killed Jesus. But it's a special time. I gave my heart to the Lord Easter weekend, 1991.
Praise
long
the
time,
Lord.
But it's been a long journey, but I always remember this time.
Amen.
If you cannot help me, I'm going to sing Lest I Forget. No, Lead Me to Calvary.
That was a surprise, Sister Anya. I had no idea she played the piano. Did a wonderful job.
Amen.
I remember we used to sing this song back in the Baptist church when I was at the Baptist church. And it just took me back to those young days when I was there and just coming up and just in the Lord and trying to find myself as a teenager. And I remember singing those songs. Amen. Just take me back. Thank you for that, Sister Anna. Lord bless you. Amen. Why don't we stand to our feet? Let's just sing this song as Brother Wade gets ready to come and introduce Brother Jewel. Let's sing this song, River of Life. There's a river of life flowing out of me, key of F.
There's a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free.
Sister Anna played the piano, did you? Well, I snuck in here the other day and saw her practicing, so I knew she could play. So that's about another 20 people that can play the piano in this church. We couldn't even find one when we first started. Joyce was, Joyce, little Joyce over there was playing the piano, hunting and pecking like the rest of us did. But now we've got so many we can't even get them all up here on the stage. So God's been good to us.
Amen.
And good to have each and every one of you. Good to have the Garzers with us. Oh, good to see. And the brother, and hey, how y'all doing? The Kershane kids are here. So good to have you with us in the house of the Lord. You ready for the Word of God? Everybody knows Brother Jewel Forney, so we're going to introduce him today. Let's sing it again, There's a River of Life, as Brother Jewel Forney comes to preach for us.
Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me, and makes a lake to walk.
Service, and been a long time since I've been here, huh? But by God's grace, we made it back. You said, Brother Jewel, they done had me in the grave, so I thank God. They were telling everybody I wasn't going to make it. But I tell you what, you can't do nothing till God get ready to you. So we thank God. We thank the Lord that you gave us that time to come in fellowship again. And good to see my friend, Brother. Oh, goodness, I forgot his name, but I ain't that old yet. Oma, I ain't that old yet. But I'm getting down that way. And his brother back there, Brother Lee, I think, Herman. I forgot. Hey, that's all right. I'm doing pretty good. Praise God. But appreciate Pop and Mom, and realize we thank them for the grace and mercy they've been with us. And I want y'all to be my lovely wife.
Amen.
We've been together for 40 years. So
Amen.
I say, I ain't going to leave her now.
Amen.
I can never ever pay her back, so I better keep her. Praise God. So she's been real good to me. She took care of me when I was sick, boy. And
Amen.
I'll tell you a little bit about that. But by God's grace, we're not going to keep you all night. But you know my style. I'm a helicopter. So when I land, I'm going to land. Amen. When I start, I start. So by God's grace. So if you got your Bibles, and I just start and just see what we're going to put God, let God take over.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from the book of Genesis. Genesis 1. And I want to read Genesis 1, verse 29. Then I'm going to read Genesis, the second chapter, verse 7 through 9. Praise God. Okay. Praise God. They told me they were. Genesis 1, verse 29. When it reads like this, and the Bible says, Genesis 1, verse 29, it said, and God said, behold, I have, let me look here. And God said, behold, I have gave you ever herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed to you shall it be
Amen.
Meat
Amen.
For meat. Hallelujah. We just not getting ourselves together with this reading thing by God's grace, and God been good.
Right.
Hallelujah, by God's grace. So we're going to start right here. Oh, goodness, that's what we've been waiting on. So I can see it. Praise God. That's all right. Now let's get on it. Amen. Praise God. The second chapter, and I'm going to read the second, Genesis 2. In verse 7 through 9, praise the Lord. And God said, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the light of the breath of life, and man become a living soul.
Amen.
And a verse, and the Lord God planted a garden eastern in the Eden, and there put a man who he had formed, and out of the ground he made man, made the Lord God to grow every tree that is planted to the size and good. The sight of good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge and good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I think that was stubborn. Let's stop right there in prayer.
Amen.
Father God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, thank you, Lord. Take my mind, my spirit, my soul, Lord. I surrender my whole body to you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we ask you, God, to take full control, Lord. Take over every power, demonic spirit will fight us, oh God, try to stop us, oh God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy this day, Lord. Now, Father God, I give you all, I submit my whole body in your hand. Take over, Lord, and take over this day, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we begin to look at this scripture right here in the beginning, how that everything started right here, started from the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. I don't care how you get it. If you're going to get anything from God, you got to go back to Genesis. Hallelujah. If you can get a revelation of what happened in Genesis, hallelujah, then you can see the whole thing, the whole revelation open up. Hallelujah. I don't care where you come or where you start. You start from Genesis. And then you'll always see it all the way through the Bible. Hallelujah. By the grace of God. But God, hallelujah, we realize here, why did God want to use Genesis here? Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. It was nothing there. One time it was just darkness. It was nothing moving here. There was no life there. But hallelujah, but God spoke. Hallelujah. He spoke the word of God. Let there be light. Yeah. And light came here. I want to tell you people about the Almighty God. That's the only way we could ever get saved. That's the only way we can get delivered from anything. You got to hear the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you people, this word is supernatural. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you call yourself, I believe God, and you don't believe the supernatural, it ain't going to work for you. Hallelujah. You can read it, you can talk it, you can say, I can believe it. Hallelujah. But when that revelation come flush, that when it come real. Amen. How do people realize here today, we realize that God wants us to come to that revelation of the word coming real. Real flesh with it. How do God want flesh on him here? But we want to take for a title the tree of life that was predestinated to die on the tree. I said he was predestinated to die. How you say, bro? Why you say, God? He had a purpose in his mind. He had a secret in his mind. He didn't tell it to nobody. But he started with the tree, and he said, well, it was a tree in the garden, the good and evil. So that was a fight started from there. Hey, that fight started in heaven. It started in there. He kicked him out. That's where the war started. But it started on earth here, and he had two trees there, the good and evil. And that's where the stars start right there. And that way, but he had something in his mind that he was going to make known to the bride, or make known to his bride here. It was something that I'm going to get rid of this devil. I'm going to get rid of all the power of the devil. How do people, we fight it? You say, brother, this is the edge right here. You better know that you got the Holy Ghost. How you better know where you stand in the revelation here, because this devil is not playing today. How this world is falling apart. Demonic spirits are rolling all over the place. How do people without the power of God? These spirits trying to get rid of the bride. They're trying to get rid of everybody. Satan don't care nothing about men. He don't care nothing about men. He want to get rid of everybody. He wish he could kill every man on this earth. He wish he could send every man to hell. But I want to tell you what, there's a group of people he cannot touch. There's a group of people he cannot touch. It's the one that got the blood of Jesus Christ in him. Hallelujah. He knows that right here. Now I'm going to let go, because in other words, by God's grace, I'm not going to try to follow these notes. I'm going to try to get the Holy Ghost to preach. Hallelujah, brother. You know, you can say a few things in your own self, but when he take over, that what make the difference right here. When he want to do it, I want him to let him do it. By the grace of Almighty God here. So we realize, so it started right there in the garden of Eden here. Hallelujah. When the time before all this happened, you realize before the devil's sin was on the earth, how would we be? We lived in an earth where there was no sin here. What would be the thing if there was no sin here? How would the people be acting? What would they do? I would tell you how we'll be acting. We'll be acting young. Hallelujah, wouldn't be no old people there. Wouldn't be no bald-headed people there neither. Everybody had all teeth in their head and everything. That's what happened. We would have, if there was no sin here, we would have had no problem. Hallelujah, people, you talk about, you said, Brother Jewel, you said, how, I just cannot even think how would a world be with no sin in it. But I would tell you, we are people here. We got to deal with this spirit. But how did it get this way? Because one woman got out of the word. She got out of the word. She got out of there and listened to the wrong thing. And went down, that would cause the problem. Amen. That was the trouble started right there. And it's going to keep on starting right here. The Bible says a woman that's born of a man that's full of days and trouble here. Don't put it on her, but I'm sure that's where it started today. And that's what we got to deal with. And that's why the things over. Now we need an earth here. How do you get all these things here that we go against today, all the wars and everything, it comes from one thing, because one person let down the word of God. How do you let one word let down? One word was broke, and then the man began to become weird, become under the influence of demonic spirit. Now we got to deal with this thing every day. You go to work, everywhere you go, you got to fight against spirits. Everywhere you go, every time you go shopping, you got to watch it. Somebody want to kill you. Somebody want to do something. I'm going to tell you one thing. But by God's grace, the devil cannot do nothing to you until God gets through with you. I don't care how many spirits fight. God taking over this world right here by the power of the Holy Ghost. By God's grace, that's what he want to do. He want to get us under the spirit of fear because he get fear in us. How many people I told today, I say, you know, we're riding down the road and that word in a cat run across. It wasn't a black cat, I'd say. I thought it was a black cat, but it was gray. And I told my wife, I said, you know how we used to believe if a black cat run across, it's bad sin. And then people, you remember that stuff, somebody break a mirror, and a mirror become, oh man, I'm going to have 7 years of bad. I said, you know why that thing work here? That, it don't know, it's nothing to it. But when you say the word and say that word, I broke a mirror, and I'm going to have 7 years of trouble. How do you, the devil didn't do that, you done that, because you the one said it. How do you believe it? You know, I don't never say, if I broke a mirror, it's just a broke mirror. How do I'm not going to put them up. You curse your own self. How do we curse our own self by the word, oh my, we say the word sometimes. We say something and we curse our own self and we say, God done it. How do so many things the devil put on him, he didn't do. Like the man say, one time he said he was there, a man was there. And that's what he was saying here. And that's what he said. He was, the devil was there crying. And he said, devil, what's wrong with you? Why are you crying? He said, because people put on me stuff I didn't do. How did that what people do? They get, yeah, that what devil say. He said, anyway, we say words sometimes that get us in trouble. And we're right. That's how the devil know what we want to think. He want to see you this time. He want you to say things that get your word, to curse your own self. Right. How about the word? You got power to do it. You got power to create too. How do you, if you believe in the supernatural, you got to have power to believe God can do it. How do people, the only way that God can do it, you must believe first. You must have faith in God first. How many people, when God wanted to challenge something here, you got to be ready for the challenge. How about God's grace? But here you. So the thing started there, started in Genesis and everything there. And God realized, he looked down there, he said, now, he said, the world is going, all the sin and demonic spirit were running through the earth. Now God had a plan. He said, I got a plan here. He said, so what did he say? He had an earth. Now, when God put an earth there, he had a purpose for the earth. How did the earth just not, the earth just did not just disappear, jump here in the system like that? God created it here. And when God created it, and God said, now I don't put it here. Now God say, here, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak. I'm going to put life on this earth. How do things grow? How do supernaturally start growing? How did the earth have season and it started to manifest? How you know they're here? How you know these seeds is manifesting? Look outside. All the tree, all the lights and everything. You say, how long these trees been here? The one tree died, nothing raised back up. How do we change? We cannot get rid of it. How did God got it all in his control here? Amen. How did God got everything in his control here? And the trees and they grow up, plants grow up. He gave it to us. It was there, but he had a purpose for it. Yes. It ain't everything that God do, he always has a purpose why he done it. How did he just don't just create things just to be playing around? He had a purpose in it. Things were growing, everything. Let there be light. Let there be seed. Let there bring forth tree. And that tree, out of all those things that God had in his mind, he had a certain tree in his mind. And God said, I got this tree right here for one purpose. One day, I'm going to have to take this tree and I'm going to have to die. And I'm going to have to pay the price for the whole world's sin. How did God know what he was doing when he done this thing here? But the devil didn't know that. He thought he had him here. And that was a way, but he had to fulfill this thing. And that way he just did not pray into, he just one day he just said, well, I'm just gonna do it now. But God had a certain way he's gonna do it. How did he gonna bring his son? How did God come down to the flesh? How did he bring his body in the flesh? By the spoken word. How did God spoke the word? But you said, as long as the word was spoken, let that be. But he had to have some word to manifest himself. But one day he's standing there, a man named Isaiah, he's a virgin shall see. When he said that, he released the power of God. That word had to come flesh then. There's nothing can stop it. Look how long it took it to happen. We thought it would have happened right then. How did that? What it is, we don't want to wait on God, and we get impatient with God. When God said the word, you can believe it. It's going to come to pass. Amen. You said, well, it didn't come to pass. So-and-so, they died, and they didn't fall to die. I'm going to tell you, people, when God said that, when God speak the word, it's going to come to pass. How did, right. Isaiah said, a virgin shall bring forth a child. In other words, now, I want you to know, look how low it took. How did it happen? Here, we seen all kind of things manifest in him. We seen Abraham manifest in him. How did Abraham took the revelation of that word, and he began to walk with that word, and he walked with that word so powerful. In other words, that Abraham didn't do a lot of miracles. He didn't do what Moses did like that. But Abraham had something that Moses didn't do neither. You say, brother, you say, I see Moses type. I say, yeah. But also, you look what Abraham did. Abraham done something supernatural. Hallelujah. Abraham had this thing. Abraham, after he was 99 years old, so he had a son. His body had got too old. The word, his body had done wore out. He had no way of having this child at all. Hallelujah. But God was coming to earth, so he had to bring revelation down so he could catch what was going on in his mind. Hallelujah. What he said there. So here goes Abraham. He believed in that. And he believed God's word. He walked with God. He had faith in God. And in other words, one day God looked at him and said, I'm going to tell you what you do here. He said, Abraham, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a son.
Amen.
90 years old. Come on, man. That don't happen. And if it do happen, I like to see it myself. But in the real, you know, but you say, brother, if God say it could happen right now. Hallelujah. But by God's grace, I ain't want to start being a dead. My head is 69. But God want to do it. I say, Lord, you can do it. And my wife, if she want to have one, I can say, Lord, she's shaking her head no. She said, okay. Praise Lord, but you know that what God wanted to do, had that kind of faith. So he said Abraham had this baby and in his old age, the Bible said. He had this baby here in his old age. That, what was he doing? He was showing the coming of Christ, coming more and more and more till he come in the flesh. Hallelujah. What he did? So he had that son. And one day he told Isaac, he said, let's go up there and worship. Now, I'm going to tell you, when he went to carry that son up there to worship him, I'm going to tell you what, he had to sneak up there, because if he would have tried to do that, it would have been a fight. He wouldn't have got to do that. It would have been a real bad fight. He would have had to kill her. But he said, we're going to go there and worship. How did he know? He did not know he was going to raise. He said, but he had word. He spoke the word of God. And he believed what he said. He said, we went up there. He said, we're going to go there and we're going to worship. And we're going to return back. Honey. That's faith speaking, people. That's supernatural. In other words, then he got there in that place here. Now, realize what the story is over here. It was bringing the head a type there. And then what he said? They got up there on that mountain there. And in other words, what he said? Father, Abraham began to realize, wonder what's wrong with him. We going to church. We didn't even have a Bible today. Hallelujah. You know what he realized? He didn't realize something was going. He was raised in the message. And then what he's thinking, what's going on down here? And then what he said, he looked at Abraham. Abraham looked at his son. He said, Father. And he said, Father, let me ask you a question. He said, what is the sacrifice? Well, I got, in other words, I see this thing taking place. Lord, what is the sacrifice? In other words, he wanted to know. He wanted to know what's going on. Hallelujah. In other words, he realized he ain't got no knife. He ain't got no fire. He ain't got nothing. In other words, he didn't know what was getting ready to take. But all he know, Lord, Father, was. But anyway, he went up on that mountain right there. Hallelujah. Then he said to him, and he took him, tied him, he laid him down. He was going to kill him. He was going to kill him. But by faith, God, the word of God stepped in. Hallelujah. What he said to him. He was going to do it. In other words, when he got ready to pull that knife down, the thunders opened up. The voice of God broke loose in that earth. When he did, he realized the creative power took place. Hallelujah. By the word of God, he created a ram, a sacrifice. Hallelujah, a rain. I say that rain that was created. It did not have to. It did not have to. In other words, that rain, it was a grown. It was ready for the sacrifice. It didn't have to be born that day. But it came through the spoken word. He released the power of God that was in him, and it brought a lamb. And in other words, he had something with skin on it. You said, brother, what did that have to do with them? What did that have with the coming of God? How do you know? I said that brought. He was writing the Bible. He was writing in it the past. Saying he was using the revelation of the same Spirit of God. He was saying, as Jesus was saying, St. John 3:16, without sin. You know, he was using that tape right there. He was telling them this is the way he was going to bring that tape right there. God so loved his world. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. When he done that, he was bringing that revelation to pass by the word of God. And that word had to come to pass because God has spoken the word through a man named Abraham. In other words, God supernaturally brought this boy to come out and brought him out. Hallelujah. Show you that God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right. We got to have that kind of faith in God. We got to see God live. People, this is not just a play around church message. This message got power on it. You got the Holy Ghost in it. If you believe the word of God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we realize here, and we're getting closer and closer, it begin to manifest it. We see these things happen. Then Nathan, you know, Moses stepped up and he began to manifest his revelation through the same word. God spoke to Moses like God. Hallelujah. Moses was like God. Hallelujah. In other words, he was showing him coming down, coming more form and more close and closer to the flesh. Yeah. But one day, hallelujah, out of all those types and things that was coming, it was going to come a revelation one day. He was going to come out of the word going to have to become flesh. Hallelujah, he had to have flesh on it right now. So it being spoken and being carried and carried on down and round. But right now, he's coming to the revelation of the word. He's going to have flesh on him.
Amen.
Hallelujah, he's a God that got flesh on him. Yeah. Hallelujah, what he did, in other words, so after so long a time it was spoken, now it's time for God to come down from flesh, from the spirit realm out, from the spirit revelation to flesh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, when he come in the flesh here now, when he come in the flesh, people, he come in the flesh, he come in the flesh to fight the same devil he had that we could fight. He didn't know, when he come to earth, he didn't come in there like with nothing going on. He was coming here to deal with the demons that we got to deal with. How are you going to deal with the spirit of the demon if you don't know how would he deal with it? But when God brought him down, he brought him down so he could know how it feels to be a man. Hallelujah. That way, if he would have been God, we wouldn't have been able to look at it. When he was there, when he come out there, you had to meet him by the power of Almighty God. You couldn't have touched that mountain. You would have died. Everything was too holy to look at him. You couldn't look at God on his face. He had to die. You would die. But now he came down so he could be hounded. He come and took on flesh now.
Amen.
Hallelujah by the Almighty God. But here he come down that way. Now he got a way. He's trying to manifest himself in the flesh now. Now what did he do? He had to have a way. The word had to be made manifested. Hallelujah. Yeah. One day, in other words, it's time to put that seed into something. Let that seed come to life so he can come and fulfill his purpose. In other words, then what he did is where we find the story here goes this little girl named Mary. She was out there, no doubt. She didn't know that she was going to have this. She didn't know that she was going to be the one that God was going to choose to let to have that baby. Anyway, she didn't have no idea of this thing. Hallelujah. She was not looking for God. God was looking for her. Hallelujah. You know what? Here she was going down there. In other words, no doubt, not realizing that all of a sudden the power of God, the spirit of God messed around. An angel of the Lord stepped out and said, Mary. Hallelujah. She said, what's going on? Lord, what is going on? Hallelujah. And he was telling her, he said, Mary, you found favor. She's thinking, I did? You didn't know when you found grace. You didn't know when you found grace. God, some of us in the word, some of us in the world doing all kind of spiritual demonic power. And one day the word of God called you out. Hallelujah. You didn't know that was going to happen. But all of a sudden something supernatural took place. Hallelujah. The supernatural power called you one day. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. You didn't know it was going to happen. I didn't know it happened. I wasn't looking for God. As a matter of fact, I was drunk the day before that. But by the power of God, God met me, people. I want to tell you, God, if you ever get a Holy Ghost, you ever get filled with the Holy Ghost, it'll hold you all the way, people. Do not get... We begin to look at you. You say, what you say, brother? I say, when you get the Holy Ghost, it'll hold you, people. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil try to tell you your mind. If God give you that thing, it'll hold you until the day of your redemption, people.
Amen.
And then he says, he got me down. And that was Mary, she was there. And he said, Mary, he said, oh, he began to break that seven. He began to reveal himself to Mary. And Mary didn't realize. He said, Mary, you're going to have a baby. She said, wait a minute. I don't even know a man. I'm still a virgin. Right. Wait, that would have been. But now He says, Mary, you don't have to. What this thing that's going to be in you is of the Holy Ghost. He told her. She probably, this thing was, it was too heavy for Mary. Mary couldn't, she was trying to figure out how this thing going to happen. I don't even know a man. Hallelujah. That's the way she was looking at it, but God knew how to get her mind. So God said to her, he said, Mary, he said, at this time, you remember he had to show her something. He had to show her something. He had to break something else. He had to break a seal to her right then because she couldn't get it together. He said, Mary, do you remember your aunt, your cousin? She said, yeah, I remember her. I remember her real good. Last time I saw her, she couldn't hardly walk. He was too old, too. I know. I don't understand that. Hallelujah. What that got to do with, in a word, she said, do you remember them in that whole age? She said, yes, I remember that. He said, Mary, at this time, she's already pregnant with a child. John had to be on earth before Jesus could come because he could not come except Amos 3:7 had to be first. He had to be the one opening. He had to be the one to break it. No, so he had everything with in order. She had to wait till he said, spoke the word. Yes. Hallelujah. When he said it, then he said, when she said that, what did she say? It ain't nothing else for me to do. Be it unto the Lord. I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When the word of God come revelation here, it ain't nothing you can do. Say, Lord, I'm giving my heart to you right now. I'm giving it to you right now. The supernatural power of God moving right now. And that word, then all of a sudden, amen, here she was. Now she had to have this baby. This baby right here. You said, what was the difference between Jesus having a baby and another woman? I said, Jesus here, he had a baby without sensation. He had a baby without sensation. He had a baby that was not born with worms in him. Hallelujah, because if he had worms, he could have had worms in him. In that word, he could have died and he could have went to the grave and worms, but he didn't have none. He's perfect, buddy. He had a perfect body, even though that body was going to be. How did he get sin and he had to eat food? Food build body. And build that. So he didn't. He knew what. That's why he didn't know. God had to come to a clear revelation how it felt to be a man. How did he wanted to know how it feels to be a man? How did God make intercession for the world? Because he knew how it feel for a sinner to go. He know when you're going through your word. He know when you're going through the demonic power. He know when you're going to almost run and kill yourself. All these things that go through the mind, he knows how to deal for you. He know how to pay it for you. That's why he had to go there. He come to show how to overcome. Yes. That's right. The power of God teaching us how to overcome in his age. Yes. And so he goes there, and that's where he was born. And he was born a baby. A baby. But even in a baby, he was in supreme control of everything. Yes. Now, he might not realize, God knew all things, but some things that God did, even in the flesh here, he began to recognize something different. He was supernatural. Hallelujah. He could not. The Bible said he had to learn. Hallelujah. He had to learn and everything like that. So he began to walk and he began to realize the power of God. When I say the word, something take place. Hallelujah. I don't care what I say. If I say in the name of Jesus Christ, the demons got to let go. When I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, when the word of God come in your mouth, you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I believe that you're going to be healed right then. You got to believe that.
That's right.
You got to believe it. It ain't going to never happen here, people. I'm going to tell you right now. You say, brother, do you believe that? People, I'm going to tell you what. One, I'll just tell you a testimony real quick. Hallelujah. One time we was in a meeting. We was in a meeting here. And that way we was in a meeting at our church. It was young people. We were there, and a girl dropped dead at the church. At the church, I had three or four people that was there with me when they done it and everything. That word, she just dropped dead. I said, man, and you said, what you do? I said, what I do? I couldn't do nothing. What could I do? I didn't have no power to do nothing to that. Don't you try to feel like I'm done it. No, you never done it.
Amen.
You just got out of the way so God can move.
Yeah.
Got to get yourself out of the way so God. Why did God like to have? He wanted to prove to the people that Jesus Christ could do anything he wants to. Anytime he wants to, he let you to have faith to believe that God still raised the dead. How do people, I believe that, people. How do you, I just seen people almost dead and all of a sudden come out of there. I know because I've been there, church. How do you, about ready to go by God's grace? But God had something else to do, people. Hallelujah. In other words, but here it was. So we was there. She fell dead there in that meeting there. In other words, and we was there. And all of a sudden, everybody started hollering. Everybody was hollering, and they were hollering like you never heard. And I told them, what's wrong with y'all? I said, y'all need to be quiet. I said, be quiet. If you're going to take authority over a demon, you don't need nobody to get, you need to get everything ready. I said, don't nobody say nothing. I said, everything. I said, be quiet. I said, let God. I said, God is doing this to show you he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that little girl was laying down on the floor there. She was still, she was gone, man. Everybody was looking at it. Everybody was nerve. Everybody was hot. I said, just everybody be real quiet. I said, watch, the Holy Spirit is going to show you that God still live. I don't, you said, why you done that? I don't know why I even said it. I didn't even know why I said it. Now I wasn't trying to try to put that in my mind. I'm going to do that. I just don't even know why I said it. But by God, was the word of God wanted to show that Jesus Christ could do anything He wanted to. And when I walked to this little girl, I say, and I tell the people, I say, be quiet and watch. God is getting the glory from this. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, I command your body, the spirit, to go back in that body and come back. That she jumped up. Hallelujah. She was like that. I said, people, don't you tell me God cannot raise from the dead. Hallelujah. He still do the same thing, people. Amen. You said, brother Joe, he didn't do it. He do this. He still do it, people. Hallelujah. In other words, they say they, in other words, he come out. It was in a young people meeting. In other words, they was there and they was praising the Lord. In other words, after that day, you said, what happened? Why did God allow that to happen? Now, I don't know how much you, but I'm gonna have to come back in a few minutes. I told her, she started testifying that Saturday. She started testifying what God, she said, Lord, save me. God, save me with the Holy Spirit. She was just testifying. Hallelujah. She had, in other words, it was 4 days. She testified this thing. Hallelujah. You said, why did God do that? Why did God allow that to happen? I said, really, God allowed to happen because she had become real bad to her mother and father, talking, and young people, do not treat, you better respect your father, your children. How do you better not talk to your dads and things like they know that. You better respect them, people. That's why so many young people dying so quick. They don't respect their parents. God's word ain't gonna not change. If you don't do it, you cutting your own life off earth. When you get that bad attitude with your daddy and cuss him out and stuff, you're the one hurting your own self. You better trust your word. But anyway, she got to that kind of place. She was talking and doing with not respect to him at all. Hallelujah. But that Saturday when we lay hands, she come back, she would testify 4 days. Yeah. You said, why 4 days? She got up at Brother Larry Nichols at his church there, and she was to testify. In other words, she got up, they had songs and everything. She said, I got to, Brother Nichols told him, say, come up and give a testimony. And the girl got up, she testified. She said, I want to thank the Lord for saving me. She said, I want to thank the Lord for saving me. And she dropped dead. You said, Brother Joe, what she did? Why did God do that? Because God has something to do. Hallelujah. He knew that she couldn't do it again. He knows she knew that, but he got her right, and he took her home. Hallelujah. You said, people, I'm glad to see she made it in. Hallelujah, people, that God done that thing right there. Do not get mad at God. God had, and the other way, everybody was saying, oh, she had a heart attack in there. You know, everybody got to draw their thing. I say, well, I told the dad said, I'm going to go down and I'm going to have a heart checked out. They checked it out. They couldn't find one thing wrong. But they really didn't have a reason why she died. But I know why she died. God had to give her a chance. Hallelujah. God had power over death, people of him. But I don't know why, man. Let me get back in my mind right here by God's grace. But I'm going to let you know Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. We got to realize, we got to come to that point, people. We got to quit playing with the thing like God ain't got power. I'm going to tell you, he got a lot of power. We didn't learn how to submit to it. You'll see the power of God moving out there. But we done get so, people, we done live in this age so long, and we done got all this technology, we got everything here. Everything we do, we got to look it up. All you know, you don't have to do it. You need to have faith in God. Yeah, God needs you to trust him every way, people. Yeah. You got to hold on to the word of God. Hallelujah. Then he did it. But we realized that so after he done these things right and began to come closer and closer to the flesh. He been trying to come closer to the flesh. God done become in the flesh. Well, hallelujah, he came on here. Now he's walking on the earth. You know. Hallelujah, living as a man like me and you, eating like me and you, eating, fighting the same battle that we fight every day here. But he had a purpose for doing it. He had a purpose, and he had something that he didn't know, that nobody knew. He had a purpose. And that wasn't in that body. Jesus Christ went one of the most demonic, fighting him more than any man like you ever seen. Don't you think that he had a heart, that he had to eat? Look at when he got ready, he was on the up on that, that out there in the desert. There. He went through a great battle. He went to a great battle like no man ever went to. He fighting him by his mind, fighting him hard too, if thou be. The man is hungry. When a man get hungry, he'll do anything. The prophet God said, a man hungry enough, he'll eat out of a garbage can. Hallelujah. That way, but that's how you do it. He was dead. And then Jesus, the devil came to him and said, if thou be. Now, like he's trying to make him doubt. Trying to make him doubt who he is. Hallelujah. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made of bread. You say, come on. You can't do no better than that, devil. All he had to do was pick up a rock and say, bread. It could have been bred all over the earth. Hallelujah, by God. He could have done that. But he was not coming to glorify for the devil. He coming to glory God. He said, man should not live by bread alone, by every word proceeding out of the mouth of God. And that broke the power of the devil. Then the devil said, I got to try you again, boy. And the devil turned around and brought him to try to get him to jump down off of a building and try to make him commit suicide. But what he did? Don't you do that, devil. Don't even try that. Don't you even try to tempt me. But the major tempt was when he said, I give you the world. Everything you want right now, all you got to do is just fly down and make me God. That's what he was asking them to do. If you make me God, I'll give you everything you want. I give you all the jewelry you want. I let you women do any kind of way you want to dress. You can do anything you want to do. All you got to live like the devil, you can have anything you want. Hallelujah. But that's what he wants you to do, to sell your soul to the devil. People, young people, you need to keep yourself clothed by the word of God. Young people, you need to better collect that word of God. We better let go of these things of the world. These some of these things on these radios and this music and stuff that's coming out here, and people, you better run from a lot of this stuff. Demonic power got these demons all over the world now. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, people, it's a world. It's going, it's fighting strong, real strong. Music, everything else. They try to get us mind off God. Every pictures, all the pictures we look at today, how many things did we see today? We got to fight against those demon spirits. Yeah. When you look at these people half naked and all these things, people, them things going to fight you the rest of your life. You need to keep your mind. Keep your mind covered. Yes. Yes. Keep your mind covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, people. I realize I fight the same battle. I'm not going to tell. I'm a man too. But I got to learn how to resist the devil. Amen. You will not fight this battle without learning. Get the revelation of that. And he done that. He teaching us how to fight this battle. But he's going to be the one that's going to win. Hallelujah, by God's grace. And we realize that you see the power of God, how he was operating his word, how he walked on this earth and done these things right here by the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, so that's what he's been doing. He's been showing us these things right here. And by God's grace, then we realize, so he's getting closer and closer. He's getting old. Time is coming. It's time coming. He's going to take everything. He had a power of God. He said, I'm going to take all my power and everything I got, and I'm going to show the bride what I could do with this word. Hallelujah, by God's grace. You say, Brother Jewel, you say, but now I realize him. But look at him, when John come on the scene, hallelujah, John was a great man here, but John didn't have the power that God had. He had the same faith, but he didn't have the power that he had. But by God's grace, he said, but at the end, John said, I must decrease. And he increased. Hallelujah, by the power of God. Hallelujah, look at our prophet. When he come on the word of God, he got that same revelation. He said, I must decrease so God can increase here. The power of God is on the increase right now here. How that prophet recognized, he going to come a time, Lord, I'm going to move out of the way, and the Holy Ghost going to take over this place. He knew that. The prophet of God understood that word. He knows how to operate the power of the Holy Ghost, and Holy Ghost move for it. Because God, he realized when that time comes, he said, I gotta decrease.
Yeah.
So God can increase.
Yeah.
It's gonna be one of us on earth at one time. He's gonna be none. He's gonna be him. God gonna be the supreme deity over this world. He's gonna be the supreme power over this world.
Yes.
Hallelujah, by God's grace. Hallelujah, I'm taking that by the power of God. Hallelujah, probably I ain't got none of my clothes in here, but hallelujah, I want to realize here, in that word, so we realize God trying to get us under his control by the word of God. Hallelujah, it come the time, we got to get him to the tree now. We got to get him closer to it. Hallelujah, but Jesus, before he got down, I'm just bringing it up. Before he got down to the place to die, he done a lot of supernatural things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, he done a lot of supernatural things, people. The same ministry that you seen in that prophet do, he was doing the same thing. How he gave him the same authority to use that gift like you show.
Yeah.
Show that prophet how to use them gifts. That prophet stood there and he done it one by one, showing you that Jesus Christ is the man and that word that was given his mind that the prophet had. Hallelujah. It was not Brother Brandon's mind. It was God, man.
Amen.
It was God inside of man. It was the man. Did not he say, I let the man of God, his mind, let the mind that was in Christ be in you. He said he was giving him his mind. He was letting him have his mind. God took his mind over. Hallelujah. That was God done. That prophet was not his mind doing that. That was God speaking through the prophet. That's how it does. No man can create. No man can create.
Amen.
I mean, you show me one nigga do it. You say, oh, I can do it. No, you ain't. You will never find nobody could create an animal and then turn around and eat it.
That's right.
Out here, turn around here. I'll tell you what, people, that's the power of the Holy Ghost. That is not man. That's God in man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In other words, so I'm realizing he realized these things. But realize, at the end of the day, every man had to go and give his, you're going to have to die. You either going to die supernaturally or you're going to die physically. But every one of us is going to have to die. But by God's grace, but if we are in Christ, we can't die.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You just been absent from the flesh. Is to be present with God.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's what we got to get that revelation, because baby, so many people, I find today, people so scared of death and germs and things that's going on. Even this stuff about all this war and stuff, some people about to have a heart attack.
Right.
I mean, what to use? What you worried about it for? Hallelujah. If they blow you up, you're going to be out of here anyway, so you might as well get ready. You can't stop what the devil trying to do here. You might well just let him do his thing. But by his grace, remember here, at the end of the day, he going to pay for it.
Right.
The thing that he done that day, he going to pay for it. So just let him go and do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah, by God's grace. But do not be so under fear. People so much under fear today, they cannot function right.
Right.
Every time I see people today, every time a spirit get on them, they say, oh, every time something hit him, oh, brother, I think I got this disease. I said, you just now curse your own self. You just now spoke a devil in your own body right now. You killing your own self. Hallelujah, by God's grace, man. I'm just saying, Lord, I'm giving it to you, Lord. In other words, I'm letting you do it, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. By God's grace, people, we got to keep that kind of faith to overcome in this age. Hallelujah, if you get, don't start getting so, it's so nervous, age is nervous. Everybody on the nerve, and they cannot hold up their faith because some disease power comes, and it sit there and it get in your mind, and you can't get rid of it. You need to cast that thing down.
Amen.
I don't care how powerful that devil is. You need to say in the name of Jesus Christ, say to him, I get rid of me. Get behind me, devil.
Have
you got the power to speak the word?
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to get us to do. He's trying to get us to use the word. Hallelujah. In other words, but it come a time that Jesus had to come.
Yes.
Come down to that point that he's going to have to pay the price of his own body. He's going to have to take his body. He wanted his body. He had to die. You know, man, Jesus had to die. Hallelujah. To order up for him. He had the only way that the world could ever be separated from sin, separate us from sin. Somebody got to die. We needed somebody to die. Hallelujah, by God's grace. And all these good prophets there, they died and they died and they stayed in the grave. Hallelujah, they didn't come back and they done that. But there go one here. It had to be somebody that could die, that could come back and pay and cleanse and give us a revelation of the word and give us soul and clean us up and everything like that. We didn't have that kind of power to do it. Only one blood in this world that could do this thing. Hey, but only one blood that can give us eternal life. That's Almighty God. Hey, but only one blood that can give you the Holy Ghost right now. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that can clean you right now. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost, it's the only thing that can clean you right now. Yeah. It's right now the blood of Jesus Christ. There ain't nothing take away my sin but the blood of Jesus Christ. That way we got to get in the blood. The blood is the only thing that can clean us right now. Oh, hallelujah, people, Jesus. And he had to get to that tree. He had to get to that tree. He followed down through the edges and everything else. And the mystery of God and all these great revelations of the word. And that where he told us all these things. But now it's time for him to come down. Oh boy, that must have been a rough time. When you know that you got to be the one that has got to give your body to be the sacrifice for the world. Wonder what it'd be like you knew you had to die from the world, for the world. Hallelujah. Jesus had a battle. It was not an easy battle, peoples.
Amen.
It was not an easy battle. You know, sometimes we look at what Jesus, he died there. People, you just don't realize what kind of power, what kind of demonic power he had to fight against. His flesh was fighting in his body and things. When he went in to try to kill that praise. Gethsemane did. Praise God, try to catch it. Praise God. In other words, you say, brother, what that is? That's what the devil tried to do. He trying to tell me, say, I've been fighting and trying to get everything in my mind and everything, but he constantly trying to take my thoughts. Every time I get ready to start preaching, he try to attack me, but he'll lie in the way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to let him have my mind. And now him brother Sam ain't going to let him have his mind. We're not giving it to him, devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to hold on to the word of God. We're not giving the devil nothing, people. Hallelujah. If he get it, he's going to have to, oh, no. Hallelujah. I get the preacher sometimes, he try to attack me right then, but I'm telling right now, you better get out. You better get out of here, devil. You better get out of here. I'm getting this word out of here today, buddy. Hallelujah. That's what he wants you to try to get you to stop preaching the word of God. He's trying to stop me today, but by the name of Jesus Christ, I stand against you in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke you, devil, for trying that thought. How about the power of God? That's what he want to do. He want to get us down and beat us down and begin to try, because he don't want you to say nothing. He don't want you. He don't want you to keep your mind, because he wants you. In other words, if he can't stop you, then I can try to. If I can't stop you, then I can stop you talking. He's trying to find a way to try to get rid of us all the time. But we're not going to let him have it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're not going to let him have it. By his stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. And anybody else going, all you got to do is raise up. Say, I'm going to claim my healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's your right, people. But Jesus had to deal with that thing. He had to fight that spirit. It's time for him to get down to the end of it. It's time for the end to come to it. Oh, man, you think about he knowing, he fighting, he in that garden. It was not easy. It was not easy. That's what he had to overcome. You said, brother, what? I said, he had to overcome then. In other words, he had to make himself ready to die. Hallelujah. I had this scripture. I can't remember which one it is right now. But by God's grace and Gethsemane. In other words, let me see. Can I find that? But I think it was in 27 of Matthew. But Jesus says here, he's in the garden. St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. And verse 46, I think that's where they, what Jesus says here, he's there. Matter of fact, read a few places of it. Judge Matthew 27, I might didn't write that one down. I don't think I did. He said, Jesus, when he got at the end, he was there in that grove. He was there. Let me just find it myself. And praise God. And he's going through this battle. Now it's one of the greatest battles that's ever been fought for the man concerned. He fighting against the mind. Hallelujah. In other words, he said about the ninth hour, Jesus cried, loud voice saying, I cannot allay to what somebody else said. Praise the Lord. And he said, that is to say, God, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Boy, did you feel like the devil? How you feel, man? He's going and he realized he's fighting as a man. He's not fighting as God. He's fighting as a man. He's going to have to make a decision, because this decision right here is going to show if he don't go along with the rest of everybody going to go to hell.
Right.
If Jesus did not, if he said, I cannot do it, we would not be here today.
Amen.
But he said, I'm going to give my life to the blood. He done it for you.
Yes.
He done it for me. Amen. He did that. He done it for us. In other words, he said, God, that is to say, my God, why has thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He realized. He said, some of them that stood there when they heard it, when they heard that, said, this man called for Elias. And straightway, one of them run and took some sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on his reed and gave him to drink. Hallelujah. In other words, you see what's going on, how powerful this thing is. They're trying to get him. Now he says here, and he said, the rest said, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Hallelujah. That's what he was saying there. And then Jesus said, when Jesus had cried again, he said with a loud voice, and yield up the ghost.
Right.
It was over then.
Amen.
When he done that, the whole thing is over with then.
Yes.
The price is over. You know where he done what he done, what he was doing. He was going to the cross for one thing, to finish it up.
Yeah.
The whole thing right there, and this is where the whole our redemption, everything laid to that cross right there, where he made the decision, I'm going to stand and I'm going to die for this world.
Amen.
And I'm going to give myself for this world. God done it for me and you.
Yeah.
That's why we ought to be happy today. He done it for me and you, people.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, people, though. You said, Brother Joe, when he done this thing right here, now I want you to know, let us change channel for a few minutes. When he died, it was not just a regular die. Somebody just died, a couple pangs, and they gone. It was rough.
He died.
It was dark. And his body was so chained and so that God said, I can't look at him. And he had to close. He had to cut the light. He said, I cannot look at him like that. He had to close everything down. He could not see the agony he went through, his body right there. People, you ain't never been through body like he had. Hey, his body went through so many things right here, people. But through it all, he done it for me and you.
Yeah.
Have he done that for me and you, church? He done it for us. That's why we ought to be the happiest people in the world. He done it for me and you. And hallelujah. But I want to tell you right now, you said, brother, in other words, so when they done it, he was there, he was crying. He began to realize. And he realized he's going to have to die. Realize his spirit is leaving him. And Jesus is breathing. Death. Death was moving. But he didn't have but a few more seconds. He's going to be out of in this new world. He's going to move in a new revelation. He's going to come in a new world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In other words, so he's going through this thing right here, and he's breathing, and he's about ready to give up, and all of a sudden, hallelujah, he looked down there, and there was the two thieves that was beside him. There were two thieves, one on the right, one on the left.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When he was there, he was dying. He was about ready to let go here. In other words, and all of a sudden, one of those things says, if he be of God, let him save himself and save us.
Yeah.
A bad attitude.
Yeah,
a bad attitude.
Yeah.
You don't get it the other way, a bad attitude.
That's right.
Another thief was there. He realized he need grace. And he said, Lord, I don't realize. I'm just paraphrasing for a few minutes. He said, oh, Lord, I know I ain't done right. I know I done been a thief. I realize I done that wrong, Lord. I realize I done lived all kind of way like this. I realize what I done wrong, Lord. But, Lord, if you could find your grace, would you give me?
Yeah,
would you give me a chance to make it? Would you, Lord?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He got it right then.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus turned around and he looked. And he looked at him. And I want to realize when he looked at him, he had to look through that rod, that thorn thing. What are you doing? The very thing that God started with a curse, he put it over his eye. And he was dying, he was bleeding, and blood was running right through his eyes and everything like that. And he was dying. And in other words, all that, when he looked at that thief, he turned and looked, blood was running down. It was bloody like so bad. He was about ready to let go. And when he did, he said, "Father, when you come in your kingdom, would you remember me?" What is a powerful word. Would you remember? How can you ask God to give you? You ain't done nothing for God all your life. And now you're going to ask God right now. You have to have the right attitude. Amen. You got to have the right attitude when you pray tonight. I don't care. You can be saved right now. You might be the worst of sinner. But once you recognize, you get a contact to God, he'll heal you right there. Amen. He'll deliver you right there. Amen. Hallelujah. He got the power to do it. Amen. When that blood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he looked there. And Jesus was looking through his blood. And that thief, he said, "Father, he said, when you come into your kingdom, would you remember me?" And Jesus turned around and looked at him. And when he looked at him, he had to look through his blood. And the prophet said, when he looked through blood, he can't see nothing but white. Hallelujah! He was washed him by the white. He washed him in the water, Jesus Christ, white as snow. Hallelujah! That day, it was finished right then. Hallelujah! That way it started. And then when he left out of that body right there, it was over then. Hallelujah! The devil prophesied, "I made a big mistake this time, buddy. I should have let him live a long time." He realized it. When he left that body right there, he had a business to give up. He went straight to hell. He took him straight to hell. "I'm going to get rid of you, devil. Hallelujah. I'm going to kick the devil. I'm going here. Not only I'm going to leave, I'm going to come. I'm going to have your keys when I leave too. I'm going to have all your keys right here. The keys that Peter got, I'm going to have them here. I'm going to get rid of you, devil. I'm going to give you the keys of death and hell. I'm taking them out of you." Hallelujah. Did what he did. He goes right through paradise. Yeah. And what he do, he tell him, he had to loose him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They hadn't went in yet. You remember when Saul went there, and they called him up. He was somewhere he could be called up. Hallelujah. But right now, here he was. So he had to go through that. "I got to go through there and get her out."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He was the only one who can get us out.
Amen.
His blood had been paid right there. When that blood hit the earth right there, everything right there that's been called by God, by the seed of God, is already going to be there. Yeah. If God got your name on this Lamb Book of Life, it ain't nobody can take it off.
Amen.
That blood that fell from you, that called to justify it and sanctify this earth, is your body was part of it.
Yeah.
How you just did not come here one day, walk here and say, I'm in the word of God. No, you are here because God shed his blood for you. Your body is already in there. You already part of him. Hallelujah. The rest of you, what about the one that didn't make it? They just, brother, when I seen it, the Bible says Malachi 4, there was ashes. If you ain't got no blood there, you're going to be ashes there. Hallelujah, it ain't no you, that's it. But here he was, he come out, he go to paradise, and he had to open it up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, "I got to open up the birth canal of the earth right here."
Yes.
Hallelujah. We laid there for years and years, and the devil thought he had us. God here. But when that open morning of his resurrection there, when he come up out of that grave, it was over with. When he come out of that grave, devil. Hallelujah. I used to hear an old man say, they ain't gonna run. Ain't nobody gonna hold my body down. Hallelujah. He really believed that revelation right there. It ain't nobody gonna hold our body down. Hallelujah. People said, "What if they dead?" No, they're not dead. They're more alive now than what they was.
Right.
Hallelujah. By God's grace. Oh, hallelujah, what you realize? I want to be a wonderful time when we see our loved one people here. Hallelujah, by God's grace here, by the mighty God. Oh, yeah, brother. I know brother, oh, forget your name again, boy.
Brother Homer.
Oh, Brother Homer. How can I forget his name? But, brother, love, amen. Amen. Yes, praise God. But hey, you know what you think, man? It could be reality.
Yes.
Reality power is stepping in this dimension right now. One of these mornings, something supernatural going to happen. Hallelujah. He ain't going to do. He ain't going to have no power over it. Hallelujah. Going to mess. One day he's going to walk. He ain't going to see this young woman sitting there. In other words, he's going to look at her just for a couple seconds, and his body going to change right there. Hallelujah. And they going to be husband white like the world. Look at it. They're going to get her there. They're going to walk around heaven. Hallelujah. All around the place, giving praise to God all the time. That's what the revelation come to do to her, people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By God's grace here. Hallelujah, you brothers, you say. Hallelujah, you say, I know I'm a little out there, but I might well be crazy in a way. I already been everything in a way, but by God's grace, you know, sometimes we get to believe in him. We start talking about God. People say, man, that don't make sense. I say, it makes sense if you got a mind of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God mind what makes sense in it.
Right.
Hallelujah, by God's grace, but he goes down there and he brings them up. What did they do? They come, people walking around, seeing these bodies walking around. These boys, supernatural.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for that to happen.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that revelation to open up people. Hallelujah, people. I got some people that I like to see again. I got some people that I love. Man, I done been hurt. Man, I got people that I got friends that I love, really love. Hallelujah, they done left here, but they not really left here.
That's right.
Hallelujah, they not really left here. They are here right now, waiting on us to recognize what we are, recognize who we is.
Yeah.
So the rapture could take place.
Amen.
The prophet of God then gave us all these things. We know what he said. Hallelujah. We know that here. That brother Brandon said he made it so real and he brought it so simple. Hallelujah. You know what it is today? We done made the message so comforting, so deep in here that people can't even get it. I'm trying to bring it down as simple as I can get it so everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want the young people to see it too, by God's grace.
Right.
I want these young people to realize how the power of God is in your life too. How you say you, I know how it is when you're young. I can't do it. Hallelujah. You can do it, but you can do it. Don't you never let the devil put that in your mind. Hallelujah. Don't you never let the devil tell you, young people, you ain't no good. I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of God, I know you're going to make mistakes. I know you're going to make mistakes. Hey, young people, you're going to make plenty of, but you got to realize God is the one that got to take away your sin. I don't care how many demon fights you young people. You keep, don't you give up. Don't you turn around. You the whole up. You say, I fell down. Get up. Don't lay down. Get up. All God wants you to do is stand up and fight the battle. You got to stand up, people. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, you got to fight here. This is the hour to keep fighting, people.
Yeah.
Don't I, Joe, young people, give up? And I know y'all fighting a lot. Y'all fighting demons that I didn't even know. When I was there, you know, it was things that I fight it, demons and spirits the same. But it was a different realm.
Yeah.
It was a different realm. It's a different realm from, you know what I'm saying? We fight a different demons. Brother, y'all older guys, they know what I'm talking about. You know, we might have a little drug, a little booze or something like that. This stuff right here, they don't even know what world they on. Hell, the stuff they do now, it ain't like liquor and stuff that I was on. But now, they don't even know what world they on. But by God's grace, young people, don't let y'all give up. Don't y'all let these drugs and stuff get in your body. These demons control you that way. Hallelujah, people. I'm going to tell you what. Now I'm going to tell you what. It's another drug that's getting closer, more closer drug that I done seen than any drug I done deal with. I'm talking about one of the most powerful drugs I ever seen that deal with. You say more people is addicted to it than anything else. You say what that is. I ain't got it though. That thing right there. Let me see that thing. I ain't going to hit nothing. I ain't going to mess around. Hit the thing. Hit the wrong thing. But you know what I'm saying? This thing right here got more people's trapped right here more than anything else. Man, I tell you, people having wrecks and cars and killing and doing. I don't know what's wrong. They cannot break that path. The devil got your mind.
That's right.
He don't want your mind because he know this is the hour that God said, I'm going to let the mind that was in Christ be in you. But I got a way to get to your mind. If he can control your mind, he got your body.
Yes.
Hallelujah, by the power of God, do not let this be your God.
Amen.
You said, brother Joe, I said, you might well, if you can't handle it, you better get rid of it. Because I realize, I ain't say. I got family people, so I ain't want to call God Almighty. I ain't want to say too much and get in trouble. But I'm going to have to hit the spirit. This thing right here, they can't even, get out of school and do anything else, as soon as they go home, they get to stand in there and they stay in there and they look in and they look at, they go to bed, they wake up, they get up, they looking again, they get up, they go to eat, they can't eat. Man, I have a friend of mine that was cutting the grass. How he couldn't even cut the grass, he's trying to dry. I said, man, hey, y'all see my yard? How can you cut the yard and look at one another? I was upset. I said, boy, look at this thing right here. Try to cut the grass and look at it at the same time. I said, that don't work in it all. But that's a powerful spirit, people.
Yes.
I'm just here. I'm just dealing down with the common stuff today. But it's the truth anyway.
Amen,
but
brother.
God did not give you a mind to fill it up with that stuff.
That's right.
It ain't you ain't going to win that way.
Amen.
You got to realize, people, and I realize how addicted it is. You know, I don't really been the type of person. Everybody get me. They said, bro, you don't never Holly call me, especially in that thing. They say, I don't know how to deal with it. I said, if I know how to deal with it, I'll probably be messing with it. I said, but thank God. I said, I'm not trying, though. But by God's grace, it's nothing wrong with it. Like Brother Red said, it could have been used the right way. You could have used the TV right way. It could help you. But the point of it, when you let something take your mind, you danger. It's that true, people. I realize that people cannot break through here. That's why you think all these word eyes? Man, you ain't never seen so many guys that act like girls.
That's right.
I say, I ain't never in my whole life to seen so many guys think they're a girl.
Right.
I said, man, what is wrong with their mind? Yeah. All these pretty women, you want to be a... you got to be crazy, man.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what people is and stuff, but that's the age we live in.
Yes.
That's the age we live in. We got to realize it's going to have to take the blood of God to break that spirit.
Yes.
And people, I want to tell you right now, we the only people can set you free is the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't care how many demonic spirits bind you down. It's one man that can break through everything. The power of the Holy Ghost, he can deliver any kind of demonic spirit. I challenge anybody in the name of Jesus Christ that got a problem like that, he just come to the cross.
Yes.
God, I know what the devil tell you. Well, you done went too far. God ain't going to forgive you. Who told you that? Who told you that lie right there?
Yes.
Who told you that lie that God could not forgive you for all of that? If you done it and you done it in your flesh here, God can forgive you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God can still forgive, church.
Yes.
We need to hold on to the cross of the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. By God's grace here. But Jesus did. He paid that price. He paid the blood for us. What else can he do for us? He gave us all himself to us. He gave not just all. He gave us everything he could give to make sure that we can make it in this hour. Hallelujah. We don't have to be defeated, people. Hallelujah. I realize today in this age that we live in, that's the kind of power we're fighting against. We're fighting against every kind of demonic spirit. And we just realize you can overdo. You can overcome, young people. Old people's the same. You know, brother, well, they don't have that problem. Oh, yeah, they got problem. Oh, yeah, old people got problem, too. It might not be that most of them was in pain, back pain. When you get older, man, I tell you what, mine's getting to be the same thing. I got my thumb. I can't. That's why that stole. That my thumb, man, that thing hurt. I mean, I used to didn't feel that, boy. That thing hurt, buddy. But hey, I don't know what done that. But I say, I didn't do it. I didn't never had it till now. So I said, where did that come from? Some say,
amen.
Now when you get older, the devil tell you, but you ain't got but a couple more years.
Yeah.
I mean, the devil, he'll tell you that.
That's right.
That first pain hit you. That pain hit you sometime. What's that? No, I know it is. You tell that devil, say, not me this time, devil. I'm not going. I'm going in rapture. You know, you better. Yeah, you don't you let
him. Amen.
Don't let them put that fear on you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going in a rapture. You say, well, you might have to die. If I die, that's God's business. But I'm going to try to believe for a rapture. Hallelujah. You got that kind of faith. If you're going to do it, hallelujah. God can do anything, people, but fail. He paid a price that nobody could do. He paid his self. He gave his whole self. He gave his blood. There's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. I don't care how holy we been, you got to come through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's no way to be saved but through the blood of Almighty God.
Right.
Hallelujah, by God's grace. And now we realize here, I realize, you say, in a way, by his body, He gave everything he can give. He gave everything he can give in his body. He done it for me and you. How the young people see it never. I just talked to them because I realize a lot of young people's here, and I know how the devil fight, and I know how it is to be young. People, I'm gonna tell you about God's grace, people. Did you know when you go in the world? I'm gonna tell you right now, it's gonna be hard. When you walk away from this cross, you're gonna be in danger.
Yes.
You erase your dog. You'll go and live in the world and stuff. When you come back, you'll feel, oh God, why did I let the devil use me?
Right.
Yes. How many people, I'm gonna tell you, don't not let the devil use you.
Amen.
You stand to the cross of the word of God. Say,
yes.
Lord, when you get weak, people, you got somebody, you fighting a demonic spirit. You need to get somebody, call somebody. You got company. Say, brother, pray for me.
Yes.
Pray for me in the name of Jesus. I'm about to fall away. You call for God because God want to help
Amen.
You. The ministry want to help you, church.
Yes.
They ain't trying to beat you down and stuff like that. We want to see you make it.
Yes. Yes.
When the devil fight you on your mind and going through all these, he trying, we fight for you to make it, church.
Yes.
I want to see it all of it. I trust God we all be there that day.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You got to hold on to that revelation, people. We can't just give up now. I can't give up on the young people's now, people.
No.
It's too late of hour to give up on them. I know how people say, oh, boy, they don't want to listen. And all these things right here. I understand. I've been a teenager. In other words, they're not worried by God's grace. In a few minutes, I'm going to wind down light, but I'm going to say a few more things here. Hallelujah, by God's grace. I've been young. You might not believe it, but I've been young. And never. But I'll tell you what, in any other man, we all done been through that. But by God's grace, we all been young. But I'm going to tell you through my life, a few things I'm going to tell you. Whatever you do, you got to keep God on your side. Because once you go out there, I was not raised in the church. I went to church a couple of times with my aunt. She raised me. I went to church, and I went to church. All I did was went to church. My body was there, but my mind wasn't.
Right.
Yeah, right. What good to go to church? Your mind ain't there.
Right.
And, but anyway, but I'm just going to tell them a few little things so y'all young people to help you. But anyway, I let that demon got me in. I started off, didn't want to go to church, and next thing you know, I started hanging around with guys that were partying, and the first time some demonic power began to overtake my body. One time I was there when it really took a hold, we were together, and they said, won't you try these needles? Don't you listen to that. That devil gonna take everything you got. Hallelujah. People, don't you never, young people, to let they grab you by the power of God. When that spirit begin to try to you find your children, you'll be able to tell the way they're acting that something is going on. Hallelujah. But by me, I've been living on my own since I was 16 years old. My mama left and everything. My great aunt died, so I was on my own. I didn't have to give to nobody. I did what I want to do when I want to do. I worked it a little bit, but still, but that drug just done it that first time. And they felt it good. But the end part of it was, it was not good.
Right.
It was not good. In other words, that thing began to lead me. I was from probably 12, I started a little smoke. But I'm going to tell you, I'm just being honest with you. I want you to realize, because while I got some young people I'm going to preach today, hallelujah, about a few minutes, I'm going to be out of here and don't get it. But I want you to realize this thing is real. Once I've done it, it feels so good. I said, I'm going to try it again. You're always trying to say, I'm going to quit the next time. No, it don't quit.
That's right.
It ain't no quit. It's the power of God that to deliver you from that spirit.
Yeah.
Once that demon get a hold of you, you are a slave for it.
Right.
How do you begin that? In other words, you cannot break that spirit. I used to try to quit one day. I say, well, sometime I get right. I went to a Baptist church one time, Pentecostal church. This brother, he was there. He was casting out demons in people's. I said, well, I think I'll try that. So I went up there, and he said, well, he put his hand on my afro. I had afro. I had a big old afro. And I thought, yeah, I'm ready, boy. I'm ready for it. I said, come on. I said, if you don't knock me down, I'm going to have an attitude. Because everybody was falling out but me. So he put it in there. And he did like this. And me and him were wrestling. I guess he must have got tired. I know I got back up. They asked me, said, what did you get? I said, a messed up afro. I said, I think nothing else didn't happen. Nothing else, and it didn't, nothing else happened. All I figured I got my afro all messed it up. But that would happen. And I thought I could get free myself. I thought I could get free. So I tried all these things. My cousin and them, they tried all these places, go in these places, try to get clean. They get clean for 6 months. They come back out there doing the same thing. I didn't ever go to one of them places like that. But yet still, it got down to that point, young people, that God, I needed somebody that had power that can deliver.
Yes.
And everything, I'm just going to list a few things. I'm just getting ready to parachute. So in other words, so I begin to try to get delivered. I had, through that time, I was in a car wreck, 1980. Me and my buddy hit a tree doing 100 miles an hour, bust his brain out. I was in a coma. But God wasn't through with me yet. That's what I'm telling people. That's why I'm still here today. God ain't through with me yet. Hallelujah, by God's grace. I don't care what the devil. God is not through with me yet. Hallelujah, by God's grace. In other words, then after that, man, I got stabbed. I got shot and done and all. But by God's grace, he was not through with me yet.
Amen.
So that wants you to run with young people. God is not through with y'all young people. Y'all keep pressing this battle right here. But you say, brother, I want to get to the main point here. Hollywood, God here. But you say, how did you get delivered from these spirits like that? How you get this spirit from that? I didn't. He done it.
Amen.
I didn't get done. I didn't know how to get. I didn't know how to get done. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to do them things. I wasn't a Christian prayer. I cussed and done everything. But one day. One day I met that Jesus. Hallelujah. I met him myself by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In other words, it was not I done it. It's something now. I was working with a preacher. I was working in a textile. And he started talking to me about the Lord. He was in the message. I didn't know it. He was telling me about what God could do. I said, oh, man, I didn't hear that. I don't believe that. I don't know. In other words, so he was telling me about God and all this stuff. So I started dodging him because I feel like I was, you know, lying to the preacher. I said, well, I'm lying to him. I don't need to be telling a lie to the preacher. So I just think I'll just leave him alone and everything. And you say, bro, Joe, I said, I ain't going to be lying to him. Besides, I can't go to his church. They said, why? I said, it's a white church. When I got the Holy Ghost, that didn't matter what color you is. Hallelujah. That was wrong. I said, when I got the Holy Ghost, that didn't matter then. Hallelujah. But at that time, I had this old crazy stuff. People, I'm telling you, people, don't choose to get to looking at skin. That's just a bunch of devil. I said, man, you're fighting against the wrong thing. You better be fighting against the thing that's in the thing. Hallelujah. That's the thing. But that time, you know, I was like everybody else. I told him, I didn't want to tell him I didn't want to go to a white church. But anybody, I got the Holy Ghost. I was a deacon for 5 years.
Praise the Lord.
Matter of fact, I was the only black in my whole town, my boy. You talking about that? I was a deacon. They get in there, you have to hit the door. And my wife said, you doing it like you in a club. I said, don't you fold too? She said, yeah. She said, no, you can't do that. You can't be just throwing people out. We're doing that. Well, I didn't know, man. I didn't know how to do it, you know, but by God's grace.
Amen.
But how I got there, I want you to realize out of all the things I'd done wrong, one day I got convicted. And I went down behind my house. And my house had a lot of woods back there. And I got on beside a tree. And I started to pray. Christ died on a tree.
Yes.
I died on a tree.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By the same way, I got on that tree and I started praying. I said, Lord, this is the word. I said, God, I don't even know if you're real. I said, I don't even know, Lord. I said, but God, if you're a real God, I said, deliver me from these drugs. Deliver me from these things. I said, God, I promise I'll serve you the rest of my life. That was on a Thursday. I worked it at nighttime from 11 to 7 in the morning. I went to work. I got out. I went back at it from there, and I went from the woods back home. Went back to work a whole week. Nothing had happened. I was still drinking and partying, but I prayed that 1 week. I pray, Lord, to do this. But that night, for the supernatural way I walked away, all of a sudden the Spirit of God come in that place. Boy, I start crying. I didn't know what was going on. From that time, I told him, by the time I got off of church, by the time we got out of work, I told myself, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to your church and get right with God. Man, I went down there that day. He laid me like that. He said, and I said, well, what do I do? He said, you don't do nothing. You just ask God to take you away from you. I did, man. When I walked to myself, I run around over to church, holler there were from that day. From that day, 1980, I never smoked another joint. I never done another drug. I was clean from that day. 1982, I think it was 1982. I was delivered that day. I done had my battles. I still have them. But the point of it is, the main thing was I got delivered from a power demon that nobody, these guys, my friends, half of them done got killed, shot, and done everything else. But by God's grace, God set me free.
Yes.
And they said, Brother Joe, why you won't give up? Because God done set me free.
Amen.
Hallelujah by God's grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah by God's grace. And the last thing, when a few months ago, me and my wife, I was so out of my head. My wife was scared to be at home with me. She come fear of me. My wife was, because I was out of my mind. So I come home and I didn't realize I had lost my mind that bad. And I was telling them, and I come home the first thing I did, where my gun? She done took all my guns. I said, I couldn't figure that out. Where my guns are? She said, I don't know. I was looking everywhere for my gun. I said, where my guns? She said, you ain't going to shoot me? And she done made her mind up. You ain't going to shoot me. And I told her I appreciate her for doing that because I might have done it, you know. I don't know what was in my mind. She said, I was just going through some things that at that time, man. I was trying to get back in contact with my mind and everything that were. It was just out of. I'm just going to be honest with you because if you're going to preach and you're going to tell somebody, you might well be honest with
it.
She said, I just had got so far out that I needed, I know in my inside I can feel, but on the natural, on the physical realm, I was doing stuff that was not right. One time, I was just doing stuff. One day I was there in the kitchen. I said, I got to use the bathroom. She said, all right. She heard something. She said, that's behind the refrigerator. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I thought it was just showing you people. If God wouldn't have done and brought my mind back, where would I be today?
Yes.
But by God's grace, people, that's what I thank God.
Amen.
We're not giving up.
Hallelujah.
Y'all keep praying for me that my mind completely come clear by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I trust God that y'all would just do that for me today. And y'all can trust and say, Lord, let the Spirit of God let his mind come clear again.
Amen.
By God's grace. Because he want me to quit preaching. The devil, you don't think he like me. I don't like him.
Amen.
Yeah, I got a problem with him too. Yes. But by God's grace, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I don't know how I didn't follow my notes or nothing. I'm sorry. But I feel like it's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
By God's grace, tonight I believe it. I'm going to, the musicians come back, we're going to play some music. We're going to say a song too. I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you ain't had that experience with God, today I'm going to give you an opportunity to come.
Amen.
Not just play church. I'm talking about real. My friend, how you doing, bud? How you doing? God bless you, you too, bro. Praise the Lord. What did you sing?
Sing I Feel the Pull.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. I Feel the Pull. Let us stand, peoples. Hallelujah. I want to believe today. If you ain't had that kind of experience with God. Young people, you don't know. Just I don't know why I'm thinking about young people because I guess a lot of you here I know where you stand. I know the decisions you done made. But by God's grace, God wants somebody, if you want to be delivered today, this is the day to do it.
Yes.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the pool. If you feel a pool today, we ask you to come. Hallelujah. Jesus.
He speaks to me.
Hallelujah. Oh God, will you let go?
And I agree.
Will you let go right now in the name of Jesus Christ?
Lord, please come and take.
Don't try to
control.
Do it yourself. All you need to do is let go with the Holy Ghost. Let him take control right now.
The
power of the Holy Spirit is here. Anybody need prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ?
I hear the call.
Hallelujah.
Know his spirit's moving me to give my.
Supernatural move, Lord, in our body, Lord. In our spirit and soul right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Don't let it have a filling of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Strengthen with the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We commit him in your hands, Lord. Bless this little young boy the same way, Father God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anyone else? Hallelujah.
At night I lay.
Any disease, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let it be filled, Lord. With a double portion of your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, you bleed that, sister. Go back and bleed, God. Hallelujah.
He speaks to me.
Hallelujah.
WTFF.
Good message tonight. Hallelujah. Now walk out of this building with something in your heart that you don't need there.
Hallelujah.
It'll be your fault, not God's fault. The door's been opened. The seals have been loosed.
Oh, hallelujah.
And you heard the thunder.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
So let's agree to reach out and touch the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing this. Ladies, if you'll go downstairs and get food ready, the ones that are going to help, please go downstairs. I know some of them are already there, but let's sing this. Lord, atmosphere is still here. We're going to stay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
If you believe He's here tonight, reach out.
Lord, let it be strengthened right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, will you lead us? Go back and give God praise. Hallelujah. How you doing, God?
Hearts cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Out, you need to come up here.
Amen.
It feels good up here.
Hallelujah.
We ain't old. We young.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We
yes,
young.
Sir. Yes,
we ain't old. We young.
Amen.
Let's sing one more song before we. Let's sing I Can Almost See the Lights of That City. See if we can pull that up for him. Just remember after this, we're going to go down and eat some snacks, but let's sing one more song. Give them ready. Give them time to be ready. We appreciate Brother Joel and what he said tonight. We appreciate the Word of God coming forth. Let's give our brother a good hand. You got it? Okay. Just sing the chorus.
I can almost see the lights of that city.
Hallelujah.
I see them gathering.